Hey, cutie. I miss having somebody kneeling at my feet, ready to do whatever I need them to. And since you're done now, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, I like having my toes sucked. I don't think I'm a foot fetishist, but there's something about people who can really use their tongues. Very dexterous with their tongues. There's something about how you can put a little bit of pressure in between the toes. I don't know what it does, but it's kind of that feeling between being aroused and being tickled, you know. Like that weird pressure that you get if you sort of press in your belly button, or if you get ASMR tingles, and you know, you get that kind of build up of feeling in your head or your neck. When someone kisses your neck and it just gets all hot and like they've scarred you practically just by kissing there. Oh, God, I miss touch. Just full stop. You should never fuck your flatmate, but even I'm like, I could just proposition them, right? No, I never would. Cute boy, bottom of my bed, kneeling, sucking on my toes. Tracing that mouth up my leg to my thighs. Oh. Can't help but just want to rub my thighs together just thinking about it. And then teasing. Even though I'm in control, I'm such a fan of teasing that I'll let it go. Just builds the anticipation and makes me tingle all over. So if you tease those beautiful lips of yours all around my legs, my thighs, dancing around where my knickers are, but never really touching anywhere. That's enough to really get me started. It's funny. Some people quite incredulous that women, you know, don't enjoy this or that. But you need to really find the right woman. Because I don't think I've met anybody who can get this is gonna sound incredibly weirdly boasty and also lewd, but fuck, I get wet off so many things. I'm constantly worrying about the state of my underwear when I'm either talking dirty to someone online or just looking at things online or maybe listening to some audios online and maybe doing it in a place where I shouldn't. Looking down at a good boy, seeing those eyes where they're really fucking thrilled to be there, excited, but also just a little bit scared. doesn't have to be scared for their own sake. Just, they have no idea what I'm gonna say or do. And they're scared, maybe of not living up to my expectations. But I don't mind teaching a good boy. Showing you exactly how I like it. In fact, that's a really nice way to start with a new boy. I like to maybe restrain them in some way. Or just, if they're very obedient, tell them to sit on their knees somewhere comfy. You don't have to be tortured on a hard floor. But if you're a bad boy, maybe you will be. And sometimes I just want them to watch. Well, maybe use my fingers. Maybe use a toy. And I'll show them exactly where they should be touching me. How much pressure to use on my clit. How to squeeze my nipple. How to tug in my piercings. I'll show them how wet I get just by teasing them. But they're not allowed to touch me. Just look. Just watch. And if I'm feeling a really, really wicked mood, then I might tell them that they can touch themselves, but only very slowly. Painfully slowly. Because I'm going to come first. And then, if I think you're a very good boy, maybe I'll let you come. Maybe. But this is a teaching moment, so you better have paid attention. Maybe I'll make you sure that you paid attention. Make you use those fingers on me. Stop touching yourself. And get you to crawl over to me. And, put your hands on me. Show me what you've learned. You found that spot. You're so good. Yeah, make me come. Maybe I'll give you a reward. You've been such a good, patient boy.